For some, it is the rite of passage. Street corners in distrust, and there is a window broken and dreams lost in a house full of seven. Across the street, hopes walk with open shirts and red bellies screaming of hunger. A gentle Mexican man sells ice cream out of a cart and asks me for a cigarette, and tonight, he'll probably make it home. The token trees will watch over him, and the prostitutes and the promises and the concrete sings, hisses prayers for the unwanted. And the street lamps will watch over them, at least until morning, until it yawns, peeling scars from broken backs. And a little boy kicking beer bottles will count all the stars in the sky on his right hand, and they will watch over him, at least until morning, until he can't flinch from five gunshots or cry if another window breaks, seven then becomes six. And the sky, with every ounce of its honesty, will clear a path of passage, slip dreams into the pockets of souls wandering on empty. Because tonight, some might not make it home. A mother will not kiss her little girl goodnight because there is dough to be made and hard hands eager to knead it. A junkie's life moves closer and closer to the edge, hanging on by the width of a needle, and two blocks away, a cup of coffee and a chair wait for him. Amnesia will float down the peril of a pistol as justification rips a heart in two because there was nothing that could have saved Daddy and he will never hurt you again. A cop will stand at his 2 a.m. crossroad, staring hopelessly into a dumpster at a newborn end to a beginning, holding back a boiling tear. The payphone on the corner cried, "This was the only choice." Another news helicopter hovers over another grade school. Another Bible is thumped across the backside of another troubled youth. Another politician wishes to address these issues, but they'll have to wait. Because all self-made martyrs meet at the country club on Wednesdays at noon, and the forecast says it will be sunny. And all of this is having an effect on my serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity. God, grant us the serenity. Please, God, grant them the serenity. Looking to the sky, I will beg for more. I will reach to shake the hands of those token trees and lean against a scarred street lamp and write more words, more poems, more prayers than stars for these souls bleeding to death down the gutter into the belly of this parasite, for this is all that I have to give, my rite of passage. For in this night, a mother and a child will cry together. Holding the last remaining traces of dignity between them was the hope that he would grow strong and break familiar chains that sank his father to an early grave, that he would never forget where he came from but never looks back when he leaves it, that love would bring us all back to a time when the dreams and causes were reality, back to a time when the faces were fresh to fight the fight, carry the torch in the wind and rain, sacrificing a candle to ignite another heart for the fire. Back to 1966, who you remember, when a flame had substance. Because somewhere in this city, a little boy sleeps tonight after a busy day of kicking beer bottles and counting stars. And a breath of truth seeps into his room through broken glass and hearts and whispers a promise to watch over him. You see, love is the only way to survive. Love is the only way to survive. Sleep, sweet child. Love is the only way.